Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around. Am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hey, love. I know you've been asking for this for a while now. So today I want to share with you an example of what a week of meals looks like for me, as well as some meal prep tips. I feel like more planning is always better than less, but for those weeks that we don't have as much time, it's still good to have a basic structure to follow and give ourselves some options. So let's take last week, for example. I was cleaning out my pantry and noticed I had several cans of wild Alaskan pink salmon. I first double-checked to make sure they weren't expired. They weren't, thank goodness. So I decided I'd at least incorporate one can into a couple of meals. Now, canned salmon isn't my favorite, hence the fact that I've had several cans in my pantry for months. But I'm really trying to be more aware of what I have and use that up before buying more. How often do we keep buying more and more and waste so much food because it expires? I don't know about you, but I am so over being wasteful this year, and I know that will require being more aware of what I have. As Matthew 25, verse 29 states, "For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken away from them." So I also pulled a couple of servings of soup out of the freezer that I had made a couple of weeks ago. It's kind of my own creation, using chicken, ginger, turmeric, red pepper flakes, and a few other seasonings, chicken bone broth, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and broccoli. Sometimes I'll throw a can of coconut milk in there too. It's delicious, especially on cold winter days like we've had recently in Kansas. Usually, Ralph smokes some sort of meat on the weekends as well, and then there are leftovers I can incorporate into my meals for the upcoming week. Last week, we didn't really have any leftovers, so I got a pound of ground Italian sausage from ButcherBox, of course, out of the freezer, and decided I would make a pasta sauce with that to eat over zucchini noodles. It's one of my favorite dishes. As far as prep goes, I didn't have to do too much at all this week besides making some cauliflower rice. And to do that, I literally just warm up a bag in the microwave, add 2 to 3 tablespoons of grass-fed butter and salt and pepper, and then I can eat that as a side or in combination with something. All I had to purchase at the store this past week was the zucchini, marinara sauce without sugar added, and some pasteurized eggs. That's it. Now, I know this doesn't sound like a lot, but I have a feeling once you raid your pantry and freezer like I did, you too will see you can save a ton on groceries this week. So, 2 of the mornings I had green smoothies for breakfast. And in my green smoothie, I use 2 huge handfuls of power greens from Costco, half of an avocado, half cup of liquid coconut milk, 1 tablespoon of canned coconut milk, 3/4 of a cup of alkaline water, 1 to 2 stalks of celery, 1 scoop of Keto Fuel, which is an amazing keto meal replacement shake, about half of a cup of mango, a few drops of liquid stevia, and 1 teaspoon of ground organic pink Fijian ginger. This love is packed with nutrients and it is so delicious and refreshing. I especially enjoy these smoothies on summer days. Now, 2 of the mornings, I felt like I needed more protein. So I ate 2 pasteurized eggs, to which I added about 1/2 cup of that cauliflower rice and 1/2 can of salmon. I cooked it in 1 tablespoon of grass-fed butter and seasoned it. The days I ate eggs for breakfast, I wasn't hungry at lunch, so I just ate breakfast and dinner on those days. There was one morning I did intermittent fast until lunch. Now, typically, I intermittent fast daily, but I was more hungry this particular week because it was that time of the month, if you know what I mean. And not to get too personal, but I just want to remind you that it is so important to listen to our bodies. I went through a period of time where I would hear my stomach growling uncontrollably, but I told myself, I don't eat breakfast anymore because I intermittent fast. And I don't think that that is healthy at all. If we will just listen to our bodies and get in tune with them, they will tell us exactly what they need. So for lunch, the days I did eat, I warmed up the soup I mentioned earlier. For dinner, 2 of the evenings, I ate some leftover stir fry I had made towards the end of the previous week that needed to be eaten. And then for 3 of the meals, I had the zucchini pasta. For snacks, I ate cashews a few times, as well as chia seed pudding. I've mentioned this pudding in previous episodes, but it's so easy to whip together, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So I'll share it here again. 6 tablespoons of hemp hearts, 7 tablespoons of chia seeds, 2 cups of coconut milk or almond milk, 1 teaspoon of pure granulated stevia, 4 to 5 drops of liquid stevia, 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Then you'll simply stir all of the ingredients together and refrigerate for at least 4 hours or overnight. And that's it. And I usually top it with either some cacao nibs or almond slivers. Now, this particular week, I also ate a few Atkins candies. I had some of the chocolate-covered peanuts and peanut butter cups. I typically don't keep these around, but I had some left over from our Christmas travels, and obviously the chocolate was much needed that particular week, given the time of month it was. Now, just a side note here. I do recommend only eating these on occasion and not incorporating them regularly. They don't have the highest quality ingredients. I actually plan on doing an episode in the future sharing more about my favorite keto treats, as I know that's a topic we all enjoy. Am I right? So obviously, I wasn't super strict this week. I ate more than normal and snacked more than normal as well. But I wanted to share a realistic week with you. This really took no time at all to put together. It just took a few minutes to make the scrambled eggs, and it took about 20 minutes total to spiral my zucchini and brown my meat and make the sauce. And the chia seed pudding literally takes 2 minutes to whip up. My point here is, I think sometimes we make things more difficult than they have to be. Trust me, I don't have time to cook every single night, as I'm sure you can relate. So I'm willing to sacrifice and eat leftovers in order to save time. Do I enjoy eating the same meal several nights a week? Not really, but what I do enjoy is the simplicity of it and how convenient it is. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to CherieHaines.bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they've played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to CherieHaines.bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. So here are 5 tips for you to make creating meals less stressful this week. Number one. Look in your freezer and pantry before going to the grocery store. See what you have that you can use that you've been overlooking. Like me, you might have something that isn't your favorite, like the canned salmon, but I got 2 meals out of it, so why not use it instead of spending more money that isn't necessary? Do you by chance have several bags of frozen vegetables in your freezer? Why not incorporate those into your meals this week instead of buying fresh veggies? It saves you time from cleaning and prepping and money. And I'm saying this because I have several bags accumulating myself. So this is a good reminder for me too. Number 2, take out of the freezer or purchase one type of meat that you can get several meals out of. Ground Italian sausage or ground beef are always super convenient and you can do so much with them. If you don't have any desire to have zucchini pasta like I did, why not use ground beef and make it into taco meat? That also goes a long way. I usually get 4 meals or more from 1 pound, unless Ralph is eating as well. And in that case, I'll just make 2 pounds at a time. It's all about making things on a larger scale to accommodate multiple family members or a larger appetite. But there are so many things you can do with taco meat, so it doesn't feel like you're eating the same thing for every meal. You can make taco salad, a burrito bowl with cauliflower rice and avocado, tacos using lettuce or cabbage as a shell. So this is where the bulk of your dinners will come from. Number 3, the weekend before, make a big portion of meat that you can get several meals out of. As I mentioned, last week we didn't have much meat for leftovers, but the previous week we had smoked an entire chicken, so I had several meals the following week. Another option is to make a big pot of soup in the crock pot. This time of year, it's perfect to stock up on soup or chili. Keep some in the fridge and freeze the rest. And on those evenings you don't feel like cooking, I promise you will thank me. Number 4, set aside some time to do the little amount of prep you need to. Make the chia seed pudding or your dessert of choice. Make the cauliflower rice or veggies you prefer. And you could spiral the zucchini, but that doesn't take long at all. And it's way more fresh if you just do that right before sauteing it. You also might want to bag up your smoothies ahead of time. I've done this in the past, and then I just throw it all into the blender. It makes breakfast a breeze. Number 5, look ahead at your week. You don't have to schedule out every single meal ahead of time unless you want to, but at least have an idea of which evening you'll have time to cook your one meal, such as the taco meat or pasta sauce. Obviously, some nights we do have more time than others, so that's definitely a good idea to think about in advance. Well, there you have it. Please let me know if this has been helpful for you. I've had a lot of requests to do meal plans, and I want to show you that it doesn't have to take a lot of time, and it doesn't have to cause you stress either. Now, before we close in prayer, I just want to take a moment to thank you, love. Thank you for showing up for me week after week. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for sharing my episodes with your family and friends. Thank you for all of your love and support. I truly am so full of gratitude and can't put into words how much it means to me. Well, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our time together today. Please be with my sweet friend this week as she plans out her meals. Please remind her this process doesn't need to be stressful and it doesn't have to take a lot of time. We love you and thank you for your guidance. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shereehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.